Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and this is Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com, Antlion Audio, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, and am I forgetting anybody?
Did you say Oblivion Comics and Coffee?
Oblivion Comics and Coffee, you heard it right. Our newest sponsor, Sacramento's own. They are comics, they are coffee, they are Oblivion, and they are opening in the next couple months. It's going to be fantastic. You'll definitely hear more about it here on the show. But before that, I have to introduce my co-host, my three-year good buddy on the show, Aaron Carter.
What's up, everybody?
Aaron, I was thinking about a relationship.
And you don't, you?
No, I'm talking about you.
I would never classify it as a relationship.
I would. You know,
2016, Aaron.
I don't care if it's 2020.
Me and you were on an episode of the Film Philosophers recently. They talked about comedic duos, and we were the first person they went to because we are considered comedic. And
I would say that, yes.
We are a duo.
Yes.
And I started thinking about you.
I don't know why you're
doing
that.
I was laying in my bed.
I have no idea why you're doing that.
At night, just in the dark, thinking about you. And I started wondering, are you my Tyler Durden?
I don't even know what that is. Are you talking about... Wait. Because it took a second. Are you talking about Fight Club?
Yeah, because I kind of envision this podcast as my Fight Club.
Why?
Because I hate my job. My life generally sucks when I'm not on the show.
Hey, if you are about to shoot yourself...
No. It's not that bad.
Let's stop this.
But I was thinking, like, you know, if this show is my Fight Club, Aaron is my Tyler Durden. You may not even exist, sir.
Well, that's one, I do. Tyler was like the wild side of.
Yeah, he was everything he wanted to be. Oh.
Wow. Okay. I guess I'm your Tyler Durden.
Damn it,
sir.
I might have said too much.
Let's keep it going.
Also on the show is the third man in the house, David Webb.
What's going on, everybody? I'm really glad I got a less intro than that.
If we were going with the Fight Club theme, you might be bitch tits.
Who is that? I don't even know the characters.
You never seen that?
We've seen the movie.
But I think...
We didn't commit it to memory.
Yeah.
You really would. Not because of bitch tits, but because of like his role in the movie. It's Meatloaf. The singer Meatloaf.
I gotta rewatch
it now.
It's
getting better.
I know. I feel like I'm just getting more and more
insulted.
You're
up next. So.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Well, okay. And Jessica, you would... I can't think of a third character from the movie.
The like gorgeous, amazing... talented persona.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Bam.
Of course, we already broke the first rule. This is Fight Club. We post about this show on Facebook and social media all the time.
Yeah, and there's like 200 people watching the stream right now, too.
So we've broken.
We really just fucked up the whole Fight Club angle. The reason why there's so many people, this is a big bump for us because we have none other than a guy who's been on our lips.
Okay.
Maybe I
should.
We are really rolling.
Damn it!
On.
No, but we've been talking about him for like the past couple weeks.
Yeah,
like, because
hadn't been on my lips. I'll tell you that.
We had Andrew Miller on the show, and he was talking about signing a very mysterious Smash player. It was a very high profile deal. He made it seem like, you know, this was top secret stuff. And he came on our show. He wouldn't give us a name, but he let us know he was in talks with a major Smash player, and it got us coverage on ESPN, as we mentioned in the past couple weeks. And now we have the man himself on the podcast, one of the top pound-for-pound Smash players in the world. His name is Nairo, ladies and gentlemen. Say hello, Nairo.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Am I going to have a crazy introduction like that?
I ran out of characters. Have you seen Fight Club, Nairo?
There's no more characters,
Have you seen the movie?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I just wanted a character.
Well,
maybe I would have watched the movie. I'd be like, "Hey, that was me." And then if it, you know, was a shitty character, then I would kind of be upset. But it's okay.
That's how we get you back on the show. Because you have to come back.
He'd zero suit Samus my ass is what would happen. That is the character you are main with, right? In doing my research, you know, in watching you play, you are ridiculous with this character. I posted a GIF from it. That's how good it was. Is I typed Nairo into like Twitter GIFs, and this video came up of you like quadruple kicking some dude in the face and off the map. Like, how do you come up with that stuff?
Yeah, sounds about right. Sounds about right. It could be many people. I might look it up right now. I could tell you exactly that same everything. Zerosu is my number one character. I use other characters, but she's like what I'm mainly known for.
And it makes sense you wouldn't have seen Fight Club because you're super young too, aren't you? Like under 20?
I'm 19. Yeah.
19 freaking years old. When I was 19 years old, let me tell you something, Nairo. When I was 19 years old, I was working at a Safeway bakery.
All right.
That's it.
Cool story, bro. Cool
well, story. I was doing ungodly things.
At that bakery.
Oh.
So that's why people don't eat there.
To those baguettes. Don't go to Safeway Bakery.
Oh, American Pie just popped in my head.
This video or this clip is actually the first time I ever used her. Like, ever.
Are you kidding me?
It's actually the first time. This was like, I had like a random like weekly tournament. And like me and my friend, like at that time I used a character. I mean Robin. A different character, and like my friend was just like, man, you don't have a zero suit. And then I was like, all right, he made Ness, so we decided to go other characters, and he went Captain Falcon, and I went zero suit. And then like that's it, I just like completely styled on him and everything, and everybody watched that. They're like, whoa, Nairo, you should definitely use zero suit some more. And then that's what started it.
It was pretty ridiculous, and like that's crazy of you to just, because that was a grand final. Like, what made you go into like a tournament with stuff on the line and then decide, oh, I'll just try this other character?
During that time, like, it was always like me and the player, his name is Nikat. Me and Nikat would always be like in the finals, like winners finals and grand finals of like every event. So like, just for like that one tournament, we decided just to like, let's go with other characters just for fun. Why not? Like, we play pretty much like 3 times a week because there was a lot of tournaments happening during that time. Because that was like when Smash 4 came out for Wii U, just like. Like right then, like probably like 2 weeks after it came out, so we were always playing like on Wi-Fi and whatnot. So, yeah, we just decided to do that for fun, and then yeah, from there, I was like, all right, let me use Zerosu a bit more. And then over time, then she became my main.
Aaron Carter, what were you doing at 19 years old?
19 years old. I was actually heavy into video games. The Sims.
Well,
believe it or not,
are you a competitive Sims player?
I was a competitive Sims player. I ran an after school program for the kids, you know,
for inner city children.
And I thought the best way to reach them was literally video games, and it kept them off the streets. So, win? Yes, I would say so. And we played The Sims. Like, I put The Sims on all the PCs in the rec room, and yeah, we played Sims. Like,
and you just bodied crazy. Some kids all day?
Well, it got, you know what?
Bodied kids in Sims.
No, tell you the God honest truth, because I don't know if you guys played the original Sims, but you can put your houses next to each other, so they would try to steal each other's wives. And
damn, and those kids though.
Because
I'm not surprised.
Because they would walk over, you know, other Sims would walk over to your house, and they would. So it was in a way competitive Sims. Yeah, we played competitive Sims.
So let's go over it. 19 years old. How many major esports teams have you been a part of so far in just this short time? Because you were on, you're in Energy now. Liquid before. What was before that?
That was it. Like, my first one was Liquid.
Liquid. And how long were you with them?
For a whole year.
See, for 19, like a whole year is a long time.
Yeah. Like now we say we were there for a year.
Yeah.
And then, but 19, a whole year.
What made you change? Like, Liquid seems like a pretty big team. They play a lot of different sports, pretty dominant. What made you switch?
I just felt like Energy had like more to offer than Liquid did. Like, Liquid is amazing though. Like, they, like, I didn't leave them because they were bad or anything. They did everything right. So, like, that, we didn't end, like, on bad terms or anything like that. But Energy came up to me after, like, or, like, during, actually, the time where I still had to re-sign, and they just offered more. That's it.
So, do they work in contracts, or did you have to?
Yeah.
So you had to wait for your year to be up, and then you switched to Energy. And, like, how much of an influence was it, like, the people, the names involved? Because, like, this guy, Andy Miller, he's big time. Like, he's a former VP at Apple, and he's working with guys like Mastrov, who's freaking rich as all butt. and then you got Shaq and A-Rod on the team. Like, yeah. Does that play any influence?
Actually, I knew about like them being like part of a team, but I didn't know what team exactly until after I was doing my research. Like I got multiple offers. They weren't like the only ones to like say anything, but like I did research on all that. I have my brother and other friends like that are really like good with contracts and stuff, and like, you know, look good at like finding information about like ex sponsor. And like they, when they told me all of that, they're like, "Oh yeah, and this is also like, you know, oh yeah, Shaq's also on this team too." I was like, "What the hell? It's so random." But I mean, it was pretty cool. I was like, "Hey, so they're offering all that plus Shaq?" No. it was just like a big plus to it as well.
So, these are guys you can get like education from. Like, these are some of the smartest business guys in the world. Like, if you pay attention to what these guys are doing, I mean, you'll set yourself up because I don't know, how long does it last in esports? Like, how long can you be on top in Smash?
It varies. Like, in another Smash game, Melee, like, there's these people, they label them as, like, gods because they've been, like, the best players for so long. And, like, these players have always been, like, in the top placing for, like, many years, by, like, 5-6 years at least. Like, there's always been at least them, like, in the finals or whatnot. So, like, for that game, that is, like, it's more consistent, I guess, to, like, be on top. But, like, in this game, Smash 4, it's odd. Right now, like, anybody could win, like, a big tournament. Like, I got, like, 13th or something at, like, Evo. And then I just finished winning SmashCon, like, the last major of this summer. Like, I went from getting 13th, like, looking, oh, damn, he's definitely, like, not even close to winning. And then, oh, yeah, I just won a tournament without losing, like, a set. Stuff like that, like, it just happens. Like, it kind of just happens, at least at the moment, because the game is, it's almost been out for 2 years, but it's still like kind of new in terms of like learning stuff, or like, you know, stuff gets figured out like all throughout the whole game. Like, Melee has been out for 14 years, and like new things are still being discovered like today. Old, yeah, man. So like you never know, like something new could be found out with a character, like, in the next few months, maybe even a year, and then that character could be like on top, and then whoever's using that character and whoever can use that whatever technique or tech is found out, if they can use it really well, then they can also be on the top. So like it basically, it's more like matchup based, I would say. Like, you have to, there's so many characters, there's like 60 characters or almost 60 characters, and you have to pretty much know all of them, because if you run into somebody that you've never heard of and they're using a character you've never played, they might win. Because since, let's say if you're like one of the best players, obviously they're going to know who you are. They're going to know what character you're going to use. So they can prepare for you, but you can't really prepare for them. So you always have to be prepared for like any character. So it can be hard to be consistent, but at least at the moment, like all the top players, they still end up placing in the top. Or like,
what's the day look like? Like, so when you wake up in the morning, like, run us through a day of a professional esports player who's 19 years old. On a major esports team, like, what do you do? Is it just like you wake up and play? Is it like a job for you? Do you play 8 hours a day?
I only play like when I stream, because like I might as well stream when I'm playing instead of just like playing a lot and then streaming and then playing a lot. That would just be like too much on my hands, or like no break time. So anytime I stream is when I do play, but I don't do too much. Like I like watch streams of tournaments. Or maybe sometimes I play like Wi-Fi versus other top players, you know, might as well get some experience. But I don't do too much. I'm a big like music fan, so I always listen to like music. Like whenever I have free time, music.
What are you listening to? So, what are you jamming on these days?
I actually just listen to a lot of video game music, like a lot of violin based video game music and piano based.
Okay, Aaron Carter and Jessica, question for you guys. Have you guys, Aaron I know has played Smash. Jessica, have you played Smash?
Yes, I have.
Not
competitively.
Do you fancy yourself a specialist?
Certainly not, no. I play it with like, at parties. It's a good drinking game. Certainly not either level anything notable.
Are you still at the point where you just pick characters because they're cute?
Well, I must say that my little cousin, like my little cousin, was obsessed with like all the princesses on Smash Brothers.
Okay. Yeah.
And he said to me, he was like, oh my gosh, Jess, you look just like this princess. You're exactly like this princess. Like, you need to be her. And it was Samus. So,
Samus. Wow.
So yeah. So he thought that this little kid was like, it's Princess Samus. You should be Princess Samus. So I just imagined what she'd look like in like a ball gown.
Like in her suit. In
yeah, but
gown.
Like her suit was a ball gown.
Yeah.
Electronic gold ball gown.
Aaron, who's your character?
It's evolved over the years. The very first Smash Brothers, it was Captain Falcon.
And oh yeah, boom. Good choice.
Yeah,
good choice.
I would wreck. Then it switched because it felt like they
slowed him down.
Yeah, they nerfed the mess out of him. And so I switched to just Link. Yeah, I went to Link for the next two, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's where I ended up on. Oh no! I went Ike for a little while. Okay, but everybody
that was the third one.
Yeah, everybody complained about Ike because I would smash heavily. Yeah, and they were like, "Oh, he's OP. Like his basic attacks are so like come on."
I've heard it all because I went through all of Brawl. Like when Brawl came out, that's when I first started like playing like competitive Smash. So I've heard like everything about like any character like complaining, especially like Meta Knight. He was also my character as well, so I had to hear everything about that. I mean, I didn't mind. I knew he was like the best. But yeah, I've heard everything about Ike as well and other characters, Ice Climbers, etc.
A lot of complaining. I really think they did a good job incorporating Ryu into the latest one.
Oh yeah.
He's super fun to play because you can do old school like inputs and do like Hadoukens and it actually does extra damage if you do it that way, as opposed to like just using the standard.
It's a really like neat like thing to do. But like a lot of people don't like that. Like in terms, at least in the competitive side, because it actually can kill people really early, way earlier than people want.
It's not natural.
It's definitely not natural. So that's the only bad thing. Like people are like, oh, that's pretty cool to do, or like you know to implement. And then like when you're actually fighting it, and you're like, you shouldn't be scared at such an early percent. But when you're fighting Ryu, you are going to be scared, and that's not okay.
You gotta now. You gotta worry though, since Ryu's in there.
But isn't the trade-off like the input is makes you a little slower?
Well, I mean, you just have to time it.
It's a little slower, but there's confirms into it.
Oh, okay.
So like, as long as you there's like three moves that you can actually. There's multiple moves that can confirm into it. So as long as you don't get hit by those moves as well. But that's so many moves. If you make one mistake, then you're just gonna die.
How afraid are you that Lupe Fiasco is gonna pick up the sticks? On Smash, and then just take Ryu in there and run you down in a tournament.
I've been waiting. He said he's gonna. At first, he was gonna challenge Zero, but then he canceled it. But now he's coming back. He's coming back. So I want to see. I want to see if he beat Zero. You know, Zero, when he was challenging him, Zero had his long streak, but then now he lost it. But Zero's still strong. So I want to see. Maybe there's a slight chance they could beat him. But I'm hyped to see it.
So this is a real thing. Lupe Fiasco is really calling out Smash players.
That's exactly
oh
what
Oh my
happened.
God, it was so, a terrible joke because no. I saw what he did to Daigo. I figured, this, actually, what the balls on this guy.
But no, think about it.
He's probably going to challenge us to a podcast.
No, I got
to
ask him, Nairo, if you play Lupe Fiasco, if he comes and he challenges you, how do you handle it? Do you just smash or use all your skills or do you...
I got to show him what's up.
Thank you. That's exactly why.
Do you think Daigo laid down?
Hard to say. From what it looked like, maybe a bit, like Lupe wasn't like just pressing buttons, like he was doing stuff. But to me, what it looked like, at least at the end of the set, it looked like it wasn't supposed to be the end of the set. Maybe Daigo thought it was like a first to five or something, and it was actually a best of five, and then he was like, oh, I lost, okay. But hey, I'm sure they'll have a rematch sometime. Maybe they don't want to do it like so soon. Maybe they'll do it like at Capcom Cup or something like that. A little fun exhibition, and then Daigo will win that one, I would assume.
See, he's a real gamer. He's a real professional. You go into, I don't care what celebrity it is, you go in and you smash with all your skills. And make sure, like, you know what, you stick to rapping, all right? That's what you do. I got this. Yeah.
My boy, I gotta say congratulations to Alex Myers, too. He took fourth in a big tournament over the last weekend while we're talking about our Fight FGC friends. Aaron, any questions for Nero? Because this is like, This is a, we don't often have like a real life esports competitor. Like this is the kid's job.
So this is what we attain. Only thing to be. I'm unfamiliar with the Smash Brothers tournament. Do they do on the latest one? They do full like 8 player, like rumbles.
No. They only do 1v1 and 2v2.
Oh, okay.
There has been like side events for like 3-on-3 or 4v4, but like it's a little too hectic.
Like you also, lose like, the strategy, right?
Yeah, there's no real strategy. It's basically like hit them until they lose, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not really like, you know, like it could be fun to watch, but nothing like on like a serious or like competitive scale, I guess you can say. Also, like the camera is very stretched out, or like very like far apart from the map than usual, so it's hard to see some things, like even for the players. So like on stream, like you can be looking at one side of the stage, like 4 players on one side of the stage, and then out of nowhere, 2 players are dying from the right side, and you can't tell because they're so far apart.
I love the Twitch community. Yeah. I said Nairo correctly every single time. The one time I say Nero, everyone just jumps on it like it's
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, there's Robert De Niro. Yeah. There's so much. That's why we love Twitch.
Also, okay, you're going to get the comparison all the time with, you know, your other sports, your basketball, your football, and stuff like that. How do you feel it stacks up against those things? Like, would you want to see it on the level like, ESPN and, you know, broadcasting?
I think it's pretty cool, but at least at this, like, time, like, a lot of people, especially, like, ESPN fans are like, oh, video games are not a sport, blah, 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 or anything like that. Like, they're very, very against it. Like, they would, like, I've seen so many horrible posts. Like, I don't know, they just, like, randomly, like, crap on even the players, too, just for playing. Mm. It makes no sense, but, I mean, like, they're slowly getting into that transition, like, having stuff on ESPN. So maybe, you know, people over time will accept it. But I think it's pretty cool. Like, at least for Smash, it's not, like, as big as, like, League, of course. But, like, at least when League has huge events, like, those events are very hype. Like, the whole stage is, like, packed. Or, like, the whole arena is, like, crowded with fans. And also the event ends up being like a really well like done event and hype event, so it's pretty cool. I can definitely see it like being like a thing in the future as well, like, or like, you know, continuing to grow.
You think one game should stand out amongst the rest? Like, should it just be Street Fighter to lead the way in that esports type of, you know, to get it bigger, or should they just try to jam pack every single, you know, League, Smash Brothers, Street Fighter, like all of them at once?
I think it should be like all of them at once, because there's a lot of people who would prefer maybe one over the other. So instead of just having one thing take like the spotlight, maybe all of them, like, not at the same event, but like, you know, like a lot of like different events based on just those events or like those games. Like maybe like Street Fighter for one. Like Capcom Cup is already a thing for Street Fighter, and that's pretty big. Smash 4 and Melee doesn't have anything at the moment. Who knows? Maybe sometime down the line, Nintendo would do something. That would be really crazy. That'd be awesome. But at the moment, we don't have that, but hey, we can dream, right? We can dream.
Yeah.
But, yeah, having something like that separate, like, I guess, like, their company supporting the game would be pretty awesome, basically.
US
like, Sport. Riot supports League really well. And,
well,
like,
I mean, that's all Blizzard
for, yeah, Blizzard for Overwatch, like, they're never gonna, like, stop supporting it. Like, it'd be foolish to do that, but, yeah. Genesis 4 is pretty, like, is also, like, is our main Smash event, which is really, is getting bigger. Like Genesis was a premier like Melee event. It still is a premier Melee event, but this past one that happened earlier this year had Smash 4, and it was just super hype. Like the finals day was on a giant theater, and it was all packed. Like people had to stand up just to watch, or like, you know, like not sit down to watch because there was no seats available and stuff like that. So maybe next year we'll be in like an even larger area. Who knows? Maybe that'll be packed too.
A lot of people say, like, a lot of the esports players are kind of antisocial, don't have a personality. You, on the other hand, like, have a very, like you're very outgoing. You seem like not the typical gamer or you know, serious competitive gamer. Does that open up other opportunities for you down the road? Are you, like, into commentating, or do you see other opportunities like that? Because obviously you're doing great on Twitch. It helps you having the personality because you got a very loyal fan base that'll come over here and whoop my ass because I said Nero one goddamn time. Nairo. There we go. So how is it having a personality in esports? You see it giving you a major advantage?
I think it definitely like creates sometimes. Like there's some events where even like, you know, some TOs would be like, hey, Nairo, commentate. You know, people, they know that people like will enjoy me commentating, but I'm just like, I think I'd be really shitty at commentary, even though I talk. But I definitely can do commentary, but I just usually don't because I'm usually focused on the event. So I never do anything like that, but opportunities like those have appeared, yeah.
Let's get some storylines, like WWE. Let's do some of that stuff.
What do you think? Yeah, that's true, though.
Nairo like, come out and talk trash about somebody, you know, real
have
quick.
Fog coming out. Exactly. Some sort of that smash song.
Hit somebody with a belt while he's playing in the mid-match or something like that.
Somebody with a controller.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Nairo, what does he do? He's choking him with his...
He's not supposed to be here!
With a charge cable.
You do know those are predetermined,
there's some players in the scene that, that talk trash a lot, like on their Twitters. It's pretty hilarious. I enjoy it. A lot of people get butthurt about it, but I could tell, like, usually they're not serious, but sometimes they are. I could just tell whenever they are serious or whenever they're like, oh, they're just joking. But sometimes they're like down their throats. But it doesn't happen too much anymore, or like it doesn't happen like to like a super serious extent. It happens a lot more often like in Melee at the moment, but I think over time there's definitely going to be some like heel players.
Yeah,
gotta be.
Look at that wrestling definitely term.
You gotta have them players in there. It energizes the sport. You know,
it people does. But see here's that. The thing: when they start getting sponsors involved, it's when the game changes. Like you have to dedicate yourself to that life because, like, look at low tier God in Street Fighter. Like he got like a bunch of popularity from that video. That went viral, but like he's a toxic player. Like everybody knows his name, but it's not a good thing. And he's probably not going to pick up any major sponsors. He's not winning any tournaments. Like he's kind of spun off into his own thing. When you're a guy who's actually good at the game, like Nero over here. Yeah, I did that one just for chat.
Terrible.
I did that just to make you guys mad. No, but Nairo, like, he's got stuff to lose now. Like, he's got a big-time sponsorship. If he starts going around and throwing out the F words and the...
Well, you don't have to. There's a the right Q way. Words there's a right way to trash talk. And there's a wrong... I mean, look at Michael Jordan. He was a big trash talker. He didn't lose any sponsors. And, like, it's a competitive sport. Yeah. So, you know, you can talk about the guy's skills, you know, like your garbage. You only have one combo, and I've seen through it, like, every single time. Like, you haven't won a major tournament since, you know, I don't know, Smash Brothers 1 or whatever. Yeah. But you can't, I mean, going after somebody's mama or something like that, when you take it outside the game or something, you know, then that's a little different. But, yeah
there's, that's different.
There's competitive trash talking. It's to get in the opponent's head and stuff like that. Look at UFC. You're a big UFC fan. Do they not trash talk there?
True.
Like, do they lose sponsors left and right?
True, but you also, like, they make their money, like, on ticket sales and people buying the pay-per-view.
You need people to come and watch the Twitch stream, right?
It's true. It has its place, but it I'm is. Telling you, those sponsors, they really have an image, and it's a young sport, you know? So you got to be careful, because if it gets a reputation to be like wrestling and stuff, people are going to take it as seriously as they take wrestling. Wrestling is great, but, you know, it's not – people don't, like – you know, you don't – wear a t-shirt out that says John Cena anymore.
I think they need that one person to show how it's done correctly, and we can get those toxic players from like League that don't know how to trash talk and we can show them the right way. That's how it would be.
Somebody has
to, you know, take that job first, and then everybody's gonna follow.
I'll do it.
But Aaron, you lose every single match. You have to get good at a game.
I would still talk trash. I could talk trash if I was down 100 points in any game. It wouldn't matter. I'm still talking trash.
You talk trash if you're losing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how you get.
Oh man, you're winning so horribly right now. You're kicking my ass so badly.
I wouldn't do it that way, Webb. That's
so unexceptional.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let's see what's going on. We did another hashtag brain bang question on our Twitter. This week we asked the question, which video game world would you rather live in? It came down to the four choices: Skyrim, Pokemon, The Mushroom Kingdom, or Hyrule. And do you have any predictions on which one won? Jessica?
I already saw the results.
You saw the results, you cheater!
I can't speculate, but I would pick Skyrim. I would totally pick
Skyrim. See, this is what you guys... Okay, you weren't there when we set the ground rules. Now, you're not going to be the Dovahkiin. You're just like a person in the world.
Aww.
Like, see? That's what everybody wants to be, the main
man. I don't think we set the ground rules so much as Corey set the ground rules.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And...
Because, like... If you were just in the Skyrim world, I said, which world would you live in?
That's true, and dragons were, like, terrorizing you.
Yeah, dragon's
going to
eat your face, David.
I don't know, it depends. Could I be, like, an elf? Could I be like a Nightingale?
Nope, you're Jessica.
You may not be the main character, but there are other like wizards and knights and things.
Webb will be the first one to take an arrow in the knee.
could go to the mage.
That's a hard one.
It could be a mage.
See, be a mage. That there's would be other cool. things.
That's what I'm saying.
What about?
I'm sorry, what were the options again?
So the options here we had, and keep in mind, you're a normal person. You could live in the Skyrim world, the Pokemon world, the Mushroom Kingdom, or Hyrule.
Hyrule's kind of cool too.
I would see you in Hyrule because it is basically Skyrim without the death.
I could still live in a castle.
Have you not played any Legend of Zelda? There's plenty of death in that.
Well, I mean,
if you're
people.
A pot,
yeah, and if you're a clay pot.
There's plenty of death. Go to any of the graveyards and
no, that happened before the game. Oh, that's okay. not in the game. That's fine. The game. Okay. No.
Wow.
Nairo, where are you sitting on this one?
I have no idea. It's either between Pokemon or Hyrule. I know a lot of people are probably like Pokemon, but there is definitely a lot of things that can end my life really quickly in the Pokemon world.
See,
thank you.
Would we be Pokemon trainers or just normal people?
Be whatever you want to be.
Like, could I actually catch Pokemon?
Yeah, no, yeah. Anybody in the Pokemon world can catch a Pokemon.
Yeah.
I mean, but you gotta be like
catch
trainer.
A body as well. That's what they catch. Right.
Cosplayer Jess challenge you to a battle.
See, I was thinking of it more. More like of in the game, so I'm not worried about like getting burnt by a Charizard tail or electrocuted by a Pikachu, because every time Ash got electrocuted, he was just returned back to normal. Like,
and just know, got dusty
in or, 2 seconds. True. He is back.
Or the countless amount of ghost Pokemon that steal your children, because that seems to be a problem in the Pokemon world.
I
for
think
some
I
reason.
Probably like I could totally dig on like having a real Eevee though. Or something cool.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Do like they eat why do you think like the one Pokemon you actually could own? Like Eevee's just a dog.
I know. Literally, I have a dog that looks just like Eevee, and I call her Eevee.
No, I want like a Charizard. I want a giant lizard.
I
beast,
want a Ninetales.
So I want the there you go. See, now you're thinking Blast right. Away. And besides, me and Ash's mom is fucking. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going straight
there's
to Pallet Town. Me and Ash's mom.
And not having any type of intercourse with her.
Why not?
I told you there. We you know, didn't we go over this?
Oh wait, I'll stop by Ash's mom's house after Officer Jenny, because Officer Jenny was banging.
Wow.
In the cartoon, in the game, she was 4 pixels.
I'm talking about the Game Boy version.
Oh, yeah. So it's like 3 pixels.
What about Nurse Joy? She was cute.
Yeah, she was
a little pink hair. Oh wow.
Aren't they cousins?
Damn. Yep.
Yeah, I feel like they're related. Yeah.
What one?
I feel like you would be Brock. Sorry, I feel like you'd be Brock at the
Yeah,
I was leaning towards Misty, but okay, Brock.
You'd be Misty?
No, Corey.
He'd be Misty.
Fourth place, Skyrim. Of course, nobody wants to be in Skyrim world.
Well,
I mean,
well, you could live in some cool places though.
It's too brutal. No. I mean, it'd be cool.
I mean, if I could be a Nightingale, then I would go to Skyrim.
See, I think people would.
That's not an option. That wouldn't.
Yeah, if you can choose, then
if like I could be just a person in the game, because just people in the game, Nightingales. There's
mages.
I think I'll pick Pokemon in the end. I think I'll pick Pokemon.
Pokemon.
I'll take the chance.
Oh, you'll get a chance.
Chancy.
Like, once I'm good at Pokemon, then I think I'll always be good though. Like, you know, if I'm a good trainer, like if I have like all these like broken ass Pokemon, maybe like even legendaries, if they don't kill me when they look at me. Then maybe that'd be pretty cool.
Nairo's turning into stone and his Pikachu's going to cry. let's see. In third place, this was surprising to me, was Mushroom Kingdom.
It's a giant acid trip.
Exactly. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, you don't know what's real. And then you're literally probably in the real life just some bum on the street that's crazy. And
then an Italian plumber comes and eats you.
I was going to say, I feel like that's how every Mario game is.
Oh, yeah. It's
just the plumber's hallucination.
Yep.
Let's see. The next one is Hyrule with 35%, and number one with 48% of the vote, Pokemon.
Because everybody wants a Pokemon in your life.
Yeah, I feel like this popularity. Rigged because of the Pokemon popularity.
Yeah, that too. Everybody's playing Pokemon Go.
Rigged.
Let's see. David Webb, you got some news stories for us?
I do have news stories for us. Let me open them up.
He said, but I don't have them in front of me.
I wasn't expecting this so soon. All right.
That's what she said.
Like a proposal or something?
Oh,
my God. So soon. We've only been dating for 2 days now. In a ring?
Awkward. So, the votes. So, Overwatch World Cup. So, the way that it was decided was the community was able to vote for who they wanted to represent their country.
Okay.
The player with the most votes was the captain of that country's team. Now, it wasn't limited to just, like, competitive players. It could just be, like, oh, I like watching Corey stream, so I'm going to nominate Corey.
Why?
It was popular streamers. So because of that, there are a lot of countries that the players have never been to a competitive match.
That's not legit, then. That's not legitimate.
There's 50 countries from 6 continents in the competition.
Okay.
See, the United States and Sweden are captained by top players. So United States is captained by Siegel.
Sweet.
Lovely. With energy.
Yeah.
And then Sweden is captained by probably
Leif Erikson? Some
sort of dresser from IKEA, I think. No, I think that's a lamp.
I did buy a lamp. I bought two of those.
Still
couldn't put them together.
Nope. They both are on professional Overwatch teams. Brazil is headed by popular YouTuber Berkzitdu.
All right, yeah,
it's
awesome.
And who has a very large rank of 50, which doesn't seem like a very large rank on a scale from 1 to 100.
Maybe he's got a great personality.
Maybe
he's
because Corey's cousin is prestiged. On
she
Overwatch.
Sucks
twice.
She's terrible.
She wants the whole team to be Junkrats. So
she's twice. Nairo, she has 2 stars.
Have you gotten to try Overwatch yet?
I have not actually.
Whoa.
Because like when it came out, that's when I was starting to do, or like the major events were starting to occur, like a lot. There was like 3 in May. And that's when it came. It came out in May, right? I think it was May. I forget when it came out.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah,
like a lot of big events were like starting to happen one by one. So I definitely wanted to focus on that because I know 100% if I played Overwatch and I enjoyed it, I was not going to be practicing. 100%.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now that the events are like, at least there's not no major event in September. Maybe I'll try it out now. Maybe I'll try it out. Give it a shot, and see if I don't lose my soul. Hopefully I don't, but...
You might make the U.S. roster, man.
Yeah, you can make the U.S. roster, because I think the coaches got, or not the coaches, the captains got to choose 2 players of their own, so Energy actually has a big presence on that team. Yeah.
When is it, though? Do they have a date yet? Because I want to watch that.
No.
It's going to be
BlizzCon in Anaheim.
Okay, definitely stream that, because I read
surprised if they
U.S.
didn't.
Like if we play netball, I'm watching.
The top teams look to be the U.S., Canada, Sweden, Finland, Germany, Russia, South Korea, and China.
Why did you say everybody then?
So
all 50 countries.
Each region has a single elimination online qualifier to determine who will make it through. So the top 16 teams, including 6 that will automatically qualify, we'll battle for the championship at BlizzCon.
So we got what? Group stages? Is that what we got?
Yeah, basically.
And then the round of 16 is knockouts.
Yeah, it's basically Corey's birthday. So US
or
is
the World
win.
Cup. The just you know, that's been around since, I don't know, 18, 19, 18. 20 something. I don't know. Like maybe
no.
Corey's birthday.
I'm not
though,
familiar,
right?
I'm not familiar with this okay. with World
World
what
Cup,
is this?
Yeah, soccer.
Oh, football.
Whatever you want to call it. I mean, hey. That's how we get down.
Nairo, if they like ended Smash, they're like, okay, no one can play Smash competitively anymore. What would be the game that draws your interest the most?
That's a hard one.
Would it be fighting game? Would you stick in the FGC?
Maybe I'll try out Street Fighter V. See how if I like enjoy. It. I mean, I enjoy it, but like in terms of like tournaments, maybe I'll go to a few tournaments, see how it is, and yeah. But before like Smash, I was definitely like a huge like speedrunning fiend. Like I would watch like a lot of speedruns, so maybe I'll try something in like speedrunning like category or something. I'm not sure. I never thought about that before.
Let me pitch one to you. All right, wide open. Competitive Sims. Okay.
Oh my god.
Here's the thing. You have to keep your wife.
You have to keep your wife. That's exactly what you do.
And you can't turn the needs off.
You lure the other ones over to your house. And you keep them in your house.
The more wives you get at the end of the match,
it's polygamy mode.
It's polygamy
mode.
Yeah,
it literally.
At the very end, you put them all in the swimming pool, and you just delete the ladder.
There it is.
Wow. Oh, and then they die from exhaustion.
No, they don't. They just swim around forever.
And then a
wet
ghost just haunts your house.
There's nothing worse than a wet ghost.
Yep. There's puddles everywhere.
And you don't even know where they're from. Where the hell is this puddle from?
Exactly.
Oh, it's a wet
ghost.
I'll
keep that in mind.
A wet ghastly is going around your house.
So I noticed one of the things you said in the interview on why you switched teams is that you were hoping to like find a team that felt more inclusive. Like you said, I think in the interview was maybe ESPN or something. They were said that you felt like you were kind of on an island with the team. Have you gotten to feel? I mean, you're still on the East Coast. Most of energy's on the West Coast. Are you still, even through that distance, you feeling like you're part of the team? Are they still giving you the stuff you need?
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. Like, it hasn't been a full month yet, but like I can like they've been supporting me like a lot of my streams. They tweet out all of my streams. They ask me how I'm doing and whatnot. They always give me like a friendly reminder, like, oh, if you're ever on the West Coast, feel free to hit any of us up, and we'll gladly, you can gladly stay with the Energy House. And it makes me feel welcome, and yeah, they're just like amazing support, and I haven't had any problems with them yet.
Any
look like I will.
Thoughts on moving to the West Coast? Because I've been seeing a lot of stuff of those stream houses. They've been posting a lot of like pictures and videos, and that stream house is pretty legit.
It looks beautiful. I definitely like it, but I like California. I like California a lot, but I'm not sure. I feel like I would like, this is like my comfort zone basically, because I travel a lot. Like I travel a lot, like especially this summer. I probably went to a tournament like every week from like the start of May to like last week, basically.
Well, tell us a little bit about Japan too, because you've been to Japan like 3 times. Like, what's going on with that? Are you just going there to train?
Japan is freaking amazing. Like, just to be there, like the food is amazing. The players are they're all good. Like, all of them are like, I have to play at least like 80% to like, win matches versus them. Like, it could be like, they'll be like, oh, I'm not that good, and then they're actually really good. I'm just like, there's no way you think you're bad or anything like
that.
He
says, children in the streets. Like, they're lying.
But Japan was like amazing besides that. Also, like, I think two of the times that I went with people that are from the US, or like a few people. This time I went with The Buzz and Mr. R, one from the Netherlands and one from Long Island. So we both went on the same flight to and back. So that was good. You know, having a long flight like that by myself could be pretty boring. I've done it 2 times already. It's not the best. But it's just like a really good environment to be there. And then there's so many like things that are different from over there than here. Like,
what were some of the biggest culture shock differences? Like the language, the height of all the people.
There's like, whole island of Asian
cafes,
people.
Like everywhere.
What was it?
Maid cafes.
We're gonna have one here too.
I heard about the owl cafe. There's like live owls everywhere.
I didn't hear about that. I gotta have a new thing. A new thing from my.
There's a cat cafe. Like.
Oh yeah, I've heard of those, but there wasn't any nearby. But there's that. There's a lot of like anime shops, like a lot.
I would imagine.
It's awesome. I'm just like, if we don't have these in New York or anywhere near in New Jersey at all, like it's very different. So I like that. I mean, I definitely spent a lot of money on my last trip, but I'll get it back over time.
We're gonna do one more news story, but while we're doing the next news story, if you have a question for Mr. Nero over here, go ahead and type it into chat, and we will read it out after the next one.
Question for Nairo.
For Nairo?
It's funny, they called me out. I was a little triggered. I was a little triggered, yeah.
I can tell. You keep bringing it up.
go ahead, Aaron. Webb, what do we have? What's on deck?
How dare you?
Yes.
You wish.
I'm black.
I'm just going to change everyone's names.
Right.
All right, so Stranger Things Season 2 has been officially announced for Netflix. I loved this show. I know, Corey, you are not watching this show, nor will you.
Why not? Is there a reason?
I watch one TV show.
Narcos.
2 TV shows.
Cops.
3 TV shows.
Reno 911.
That's actually a very good show, Reno 911.
3 TV shows. Yeah. No, it's embarrassing, but all I watch is MasterChef. All I watch. Chef Gordon Ramsay, MasterChef. I get inspired and I start cooking up a storm, just cooking
and
things.
And then nothing and then turns cursing. Out as good.
Nothing looks like it, yeah.
See, you gotta watch Stranger Things.
You gotta watch it.
And it's only like 10 episodes.
Like 8, right?
And no eight. Commercials either. Yeah. Eight episodes, eight and no commercials.
It's so a very good story. what they're going to do in season two. Have they said anything?
Is it going to be an anthology or is it going to be a continuation of the story?
So, the details are kind of still murky. The only thing we really know for sure are the episode titles. So we know there's going to be 9 episodes.
Okay, all right.
And the episode titles are going to be, and this is in order, Mad Max.
Okay, so we got some.
Yeah,
some
that was a
Mel Gibson
the,
in there. Okay.
The Boy Who Came Back to Life, The Pumpkin Patch, The Palace, The Storm, The Pollywog, The Secret Cabin, The Brain, and The Lost Brother.
Because they never really said, like, did they close down the portal? Like, they didn't really go into a lot of detail.
Right, and so there's speculation because of The Boy Who Came Back to Life. There's speculation
the kid,
could be the kid. And then I was just thinking the last one's The Lost Brother. Could be something happens to the brother.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, they had a huge, like, announcement, and it was all, like, the kids announcing that season two is a thing. Like, why would they be so excited if they weren't involved?
Exactly.
You know?
They definitely need to be involved. New tale. Give us a new thing. I mean, still have the same stuff. Still have, you know, still have the same thing of, you know, there's a portal. Like, that still exists in their world, but, like, give us a whole new, you know, I don't know. Let the writers.
This poor town. They have, like, aliens, and they have, like, a swamp monster.
Yeah.
And, like,
they have
seasons
they have
new
a psychic
thing.
Chick running around.
And their crew is just, like, the monster squad.
Awesome.
And
Scooby-Doo. Oh, God, Scooby-Doo.
Daru, did you watch the show?
I do not watch many TV shows.
No.
Shows, that period. Yeah. I'm definitely slacking at that on that. Department, like I need to watch so many things. A lot of people always bring up TV conversation or TV show conversations or just like shows, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna just not say anything in this. I definitely need to step it up there.
Well, I think it's kind of like you shouldn't at all. Like people who watch TV, I mean, I watch some TV. Don't get me wrong, I'm not pointing the finger. I watch Master Chef. Yeah, I watch that show. But it distracts from so many things. Like, when you're watching TV, you can't really just do other things. And
this
guy,
is why you got to do the Netflix series, because they stop.
Well, this guy's got a sport episodes. To conquer. Like, he can't be
Master
watching...
Chef is continuous. You can watch it forever.
That's true. I could watch it forever. But, you know, this guy's got a sport to do. He can't be watching your guys' frivolous television shows.
He's got sports to do.
so
but
going,
it's still important to have downtime in your own time.
Very
certainly.
True. Very true.
Let's see. Kill Yo Mama says, "Where my amiibo at?"
Your amiibo is coming soon. I do giveaways on my stream, and like, the summer is the worst to do like giveaways. But I mean, I'm gonna still do them regardless. But like, it's just that's gonna take a longer time because I have to. I travel everywhere. Last year I didn't go to that many events because I wasn't sponsored and stuff. But at this time, then I was sponsored, and there was a lot of events happening like every month because the game was just like pretty new. But now this year, I just literally haven't been home that much, like at all. Like maybe I'll come back from a tournament. Like I'll leave Thursday, or I'll leave on a Thursday to like a random weekend. Like I have to be at the event from Friday to Sunday, at least, and then I come back home Monday. I do, you know, I relax for Monday and Tuesday, or I usually come back Monday night. I relax Tuesday because, you know, I want to relax. I'm not trying to, like, drain myself out or any of the sort. And then, one day of streaming or one day, you know, whatever, I can do whatever I want. Then the next Thursday or the day after that, I'm doing the same thing over and over. And then just this month, I went to SmashCon, and then I came back, streamed one day, and then I'm in Japan for 8 days, like, and then I came back, and it was just like a bad schedule. And there was another big event that happened, and people were like, "Nara, why did you not go to this? Are you scared to lose? Blah blah blah." I'm like, I just came back from Japan less than 10 hours before the event begins. I definitely am staying home. Like,
you need
a secretary. Like I need another like body of Nara, so he can do stuff. He can stream forever, and I could just like go to events. But it's a win-win, but I can't do that, so I have to, you know, I have to sacrifice one thing, and
so
but, I mean, I don't mind doing that.
I want to know how this guy won an amiibo and which one he got.
I believe, there was so many giveaways, so it's hard to remember. He might have won a Xerxes though, because I usually give out Xerxes because she's my main character, but it might have been a Xerxes.
What did he do to deserve it?
Princess
though, is what I'm saying, because this was all caps. He said, "Where my amiibo at?" He didn't even use grammar.
Grammar be damned.
He said, I think, you know, you should be a little more patient with Mr. Nairo over here. He's got things to do. He's a busy guy.
But you are getting it.
You will get it.
Gonna get their stuff.
You will get
it. There has been some giveaways where, like, I'm like, oh, we're sending them out. So, you know, be on the lookout for them. And then, like, 2 weeks later, they're back at my house. I'm like, they did not, like, you know, like, open the door when the mailman was there. Or they didn't, like, go check their P.O. box or whatever it may be. And, then I'll be like, it's kind of hard to, like, get in contact with them again. Or, like, they're like, Nairo, you never gave away or you never sent your amiibo. I was like, I did. And now I have to spend more money on shipping.
I see a lot of people in chat typing rigged. Do you deal with that shit, too? Because every time we do a giveaway, it's just nothing but rigged. So this is a thing, right?
Yes. My giveaways, even viewers can win, too. So they still say rigged regardless. Like, nobody.
What can we do to make them stop?
Nothing.
Nairo, there's got to be something.
Actually rig it.
You have to rig it.
You have to give a giveaway to everybody in your chat.
And then some new person says rigged. I didn't get one.
No, they're going to be like, no, I wanted that one. Rigged. And then it's never going to end.
Does Nairo like cats or dogs better?
Wax that.
Who wants to know?
That's personal. Names. God damn it! I don't answer that for nobody. It was Mega Moose Man.
Okay, all right. I thought it was a moderator in my chat who loves cats. Because they know I love dogs. I love dogs more. I don't hate cats, but I prefer dogs.
Mega Moose Man. That's a great amazing name. Cats or dogs? What's the one?
Dogs.
He said dogs.
Dogs. Okay. Do you have a dog?
I used to have a dog, but I live in an apartment, so it's like a kind of a pain to have them around.
Yeah. And you travel so often.
Oh, yeah, that too. So maybe, like, you know, when things settle in sometime down the line, I'll get a dog. Or maybe if I get, like, my own place or whatnot, then I'll get a dog. Or that'll be, like, you know, consideration.
Cats are easier to take care of, though.
They're Satanists.
That is true. That is true. All of them but, are like, Satanists. Do you see that dog emote? Like, it's so beautiful.
Cats. I don't see why people like cats so
I have
much.
A cat.
I don't understand Still, why.
Yeah. She's adorable.
I've seen the perfect like saying or a meme or something like that. It showed like a dog and a cat. And next to the dog, it said, oh, man, this human feeds me. It shelters me. It cares for me. It does all this stuff for me. They must be like some sort of god. And, you know, that's like the loyalty of a dog. It shows a cat. It's like, man, these people feed me. They bathe me. They shelter me. I must be a fucking god. That's exactly why I don't it's like legit. Them. They're pompous little asshole animals. No, they're cool. They're cute. This has been big in chat. Can you please tell me what Gumi is and why they want you to pull out Gumi?
Okay, first of all, this is a Twitch stream. Yeah, let's keep the Gumis in your pants. All right.
They want me to show Gumi. They can see Gumi. You can see Gumi. He's right on my bed. Like, let me see. Let me try to point at him. Like, is it's like cat? right there. No, it's a Pokemon. Pokemon.
Oh.
It's a like a trainer size Pokemon.
It's a Pokemon? Or
like Pokemon plushie.
What year, like what generation was this?
Six.
Okay, that's way past. Six. Okay.
Hold on. They want it. All right. It'll take like
they want you. Go ahead, go get it. Yeah.
That's where
fine.
They ran out of names.
Gumi.
And they just like, okay, quick, came up with on Gumi.
Oh,
okay, you.
Oh, that thing.
It's right. Cute.
That's a quick drawing.
Yeah.
Is there a significance to Gumi? Like, what's the significance of this Pokemon to you? Why do you feel the need to have this
it's
one?
It's a dragon, ice, fairy type. Oh no, its weaknesses is ice, dragon, and fairy.
Yeah, it's a dragon. It's a dragon type. It's pretty adorable. I bought it in Japan.
Oh, there you go.
I bought it in Japan, and like it got its own seat in, on the flight back and everything. So we're best buddies. We're best buddies.
Its own seat on the flight, huh?
Seems snuggly.
Yeah, he's very soft.
And that's the
in Japan zone sink.
In Japan, I had the place that I was staying at. There was like no extra pillows, so I used Gumi to rest my head because I had to sleep on the floor. So I was like, oh my god, my head hurts from like just like laying on the floor or just like my whole body. So I was like, I need something to be a little comfortable. So I went to the Pokemon Center. I looked at Gumi, and then there you go. We're best friends.
You're like, you'd be a good pillow. I choose you.
You see, and I'm looking at this
Gumi,
Pokemon.
Gumi, I choose you.
He is not ugly, chat. He's not ugly.
He's you so cute. He's cute.
His final evolution form.
His final evolution form has, like, goo on his hands.
Yeah, Goodra. He's a
Udra, a
6'7" dragon. Yes. That
that's gooey.
Secretes green goo.
One day he'll evolve, but I like it the way it is. Regards.
Better pillow that way.
Yeah, the evolution doesn't look like a good pillow.
What gen is this again? This is
6.
Jeez, that's so many freaking generations.
Oh, I know.
That's ridiculous.
I stopped at like 2.
Tell me you're playing Pokemon Go.
I am playing Pokemon Go, but it's kind of hard to play when I'm like playing like games often.
That's true. Wow. You have to leave the house.
When it came out, I was definitely like a fiend for it. But then I was just like, man, I want other gens to come out.
You're like, I need a life. I can't play Pokemon Go.
Well, I wanted to know if you got to play it in Japan.
Yeah,
is it any different?
Ask. Oh yeah.
I tried to play in Japan, but I found the same crappy Pokemon that I found over here.
There's the one that's Japan only, the regional one.
Farfetch.
Did you get him?
Yeah. I couldn't find Farfetch.
Dang.
There was a lot of advertisements of Pokemon Go, like in many areas, and they had like Farfetch, like. On like many of
the
pictures.
Okay, so where is he?
I'm like, where is he? Yeah, like, definitely don't have it.
False advertisement.
I went all the way to Japan. Couldn't even get a Farfetch.
So you're gonna sue Japan?
That should be a T-shirt.
The country of Japan.
Wait, all the way to Japan, I didn't even get a Farfetch.
Yep.
That should be a rule.
like in the airport, you just catch him in the airport.
Let's see. Any more questions in chat for Nero? Because Nero. I'm just gonna keep doing it because you guys have triggered me. I'm a little salty. I don't care. If you guys have any more questions, we are running low on time, so we can take a few more questions. Before we get to the questions, we should announce our anybody who is watching, listening to this in the Sacramento area, we are going to be doing our show live at Sac Anime this weekend, Saturday, 3 p.m., Panel Room 1. That is the big one, folks. So if you want to catch VGB Live, we give away so much free stuff. So many things.
Hugs.
All of the things.
Hugs. High fives.
You can get hugs from Jessica. I don't know if you want it from us.
Sorry, we addressed this last time. I'm a hugger and y'all are not.
Yeah, we're usually very sweaty and disgusting. By
it
the
depends
end of
on
these
who
panels.
She is. I mean,
yeah. If I'm dressed as Slave Leia, I'm probably not going to hug you readily as.
No, Aaron meant depends on who she is.
Would you hug me? You have hugged me
It
before.
Depends on who she is.
Wow. Because I go full force. I'm like, hug me.
What is it called?
Glomp?
Yeah, glomp. Oh,
no.
You don't glomp people?
I don't do that. That's a whole other level.
What else we got to promote, Aaron? Because that's pretty much the big one. I mean, this is kind of our Super Bowl. We do Wizard Worlds and we do San Diego, but this one is Sec Anime. This is our home city. This is the one we take seriously.
We should have been
seriously.
On Channel
10. Yeah, it's still in the works.
Our good day, Sacramento. We've never done that yet.
I have been sending messages back and forth with a high-profile guest who may join us on stage.
Marcus Allen?
No,
me?
It's not Marcus Allen.
We've got Marcus Allen in our videos.
As much as we love you, Jessica, a little higher profile.
I know. Well, I'll be there, though.
You will be there. Heck yeah. No, we can't do the show without you.
Is it Trump?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
You got it.
I mean... We have a lot to talk about.
Let's see. We got a question. So where will we see you next? What tournaments will you be attending?
Well, I am planning to go to it won't be like a regional, but like a lot of good players from New Jersey or Tri-State in general will be attending. It's called Collision. There should be a stream. I'm not 100% sure of it. But in terms of next like big major or like, you know, like a major event, it may be a big house, which is next month. Not next month. October. Almost next month. Almost.
And then let's plug all of your social medias and streams. So we are on Twitter. You are at NairoMK.
Yes. At NairoMK. My Twitch is also the same thing. My Twitch and YouTube are also the same thing, NairoMK.
Okay.
Yeah, that's basically what I use. I have a Facebook, but like I rarely use it. It's not into the habit of using that, really. So at the moment, at least, I'll try to change it over time. Same for Instagram. I just don't take a lot of photos. Or when I do take a lot of photos, I don't post all of them.
Okay. Last thing we like to, like, if someone's out there and they love Smash, a young kid out there, what does it take? What's it take to go pro?
Well, first is finding a character for you. Like, sometimes the best character is not your best character. It might be a character that's slightly worse or notably worse, but you could just be that much better with that one character. But it's really hard because a lot of people ask those questions, and it's really hard to give like a solid answer because it varies between people, and like some people can learn quicker, some people may not find their character for a long time. So there's a lot of like variables, I guess. But one would be definitely trying to find a character that you want to use, and then try to find like videos of like their best players. Like, let's say if you like Cloud maybe, or like Bayonetta. Like maybe for like Bayonetta, you can like look up Pink Fresh, Captain Zack. They're like Salem. They're like their best players, at least in the U.S. for Bayonetta stuff. And maybe you can learn some things just by watching them, and maybe you can like kind of copy their style with your current style and maybe create something even better.
So watch the tape and you just got to do it.
And then learn. And also, like dedication as well is also a thing as well. Like, obviously nobody's like unbeatable. Zero had a long streak, but now that's like not happening, or not anywhere near as dominant as before.
Yeah.
Obviously the game has changed like with like patches and stuff. So that's also a factor, but at the same time, like, players are getting better as well. So, yeah, it's definitely a hard game to be consistent at. So don't give up.
Well, I gotta say, you're an awesome dude. Nairo is super awesome. Getting to interview you, getting to know you a little bit better. I could see the personality you have, the hype on why you're so successful. Energy did a very smart move in pursuing you as hard as they did, because I see a bright future. Super young guy. Just keep up what you're doing. You're the man. So we got nothing else, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, after the show and we disconnect here with Nairo, we are going to get around to Jessica's Wednesday comic book corner. Wait. I ran out of time to do it on the show, but this will be a Patreon exclusive. So if you're a patron, patreon.com/videogamebang, you will get exclusive VGB content this week. Thank you all so much for Corey, David Webb, Aaron Carter, Jessica the Maid of Might, Nairo. My name is Corey again, and you've just been banged.